You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by Charlie Little, who is an access consultant working in film exhibition. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, David.
So, first of all, you're an access consultant. Can you tell us about that and what it means exactly?
I work with cinemas and festivals and other film organisations within film exhibition landscape on improving access and inclusion for disabled audiences. So that'll be advising on anything from physical venue access to disability representation on screen to the provision of audio description and descriptive subtitles.
At the moment, what is the landscape like, whether that be going to the cinema or disabled representation in films? What's the landscape like at the moment?
It's hard to summarize it. I think slowly but surely it is improving, but only due to disabled advocates really pushing for it. I think in the UK, cinema provision of accessible screenings, especially from multiplex chains, is still really, really low. And despite all these figures and numbers about the amount of people who benefit from, say, subtitles, whether or not you have hearing loss or not. You know, I myself, I need to go to caption showings, and it's still, the provision isn't there. There's only, you know, a handful of showings per week, and obviously it depends on your local area and the cinemas in your area. In terms of disability representation on screen, I think it's become much more of a mainstream conversation because of films like Coda that won Best Picture last year that had a deaf cast ensemble. So I think it's becoming much more of a conversation, but I don't really know if there's any actionable step being taken forward in embedding that across the landscape. I think sometimes it feels like a step forward, but two steps back. It really depends. I think there's still so much more work that needs to be done. But I suppose one thing I can say is that people are hiring me. So people are thinking about access and starting their journeys of accessibility within film exhibition. So I suppose that could be seen as a good sign.
Well, that kind of leads me into my next question of what can be done to make sure that it keeps going in the right direction. Is it just a case of pointing out poor accessibility if and when we see it, or what else can be done?
I think it's definitely about accountability. And yes, like you say, being vocal about when access provision aren't there. And then we also have to look at quality. Just because someone says that they're providing access provision, it doesn't necessarily mean that's to a high standard and to a reliable, high quality provision. One issue I come across is really poor quality subtitle and audio description files, which can be just as disappointing is not having AD or subtitles, because it's taking you out of the experience. It's not an equal experience. That's what I'm trying to strive to do as an access consultant, is that when it comes to movie going, trying to create as equal an experience as possible for audiences with access needs.
And with the poor audio description, it's if you're going to do something, do it properly rather than making it seem like a box ticking exercise. Actually do it, actually put the time in so that, you know, your film will then be seen by more people.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I know myself on a personal level, the amount of really disappointing cinema or even home trips on streaming platforms, low quality subtitles and AD, it just, like you say, if you're going to do it properly and do it with those audiences in mind, and working with deaf and disabled audiences is just as important, rather than just cutting corners and assuming that that's the best that you can do. I think what's exciting about access is that evolving. I don't like to see it as a tick box. I like to see it as something that's growing and expanding and evolving, and more we're seeing more and more people benefit from access, like we have with hearing people benefiting from subtitles.
Now, moving on a little bit, can you tell us about Sidecar, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Matchbox Cine, who I work for, we led the development of Sidecar, which is an online database that tracks and records the availability of access materials, so audio description and subtitle files. One issue I was coming across quite often as an access consultant, but also as, you know, someone that needs to attend the caption showing, is that the cinemas might not be provided with the caption and AD files, but they do exist. It just hasn't been communicated. Or maybe when festivals are trying to screen films, they think that these files don't exist, so they go away and make these files, and then later on do find out it exists. So there's these duplicate files out there. Basically, there's just a lack of information sharing. And when it comes to access in the film industry, information sharing is so crucial. It makes it so much easier to organize and deliver accessible film experiences. So we developed this resource where people can use search the database to see if films have access materials and how to get in touch with the person who owns these files. So if you want to put on an accessible screening of, say, A Quiet Place, you can search in the database, see that does have access materials, and then who to contact to request to use some. We're really wanting to encourage those in the industry, but also audiences to feel empowered to use this database. And yeah, I think it's a really valuable resource, and it just cuts out a lot of the back and forth miscommunications I was often encountering, like I say, not just as someone working in the industry, but as an audience member.
Now, finally, Charlie, where can our listeners go to find out more about Sidecard?
You can go on, if you have Twitter, Instagram, we're on Cine Sidecard. We also have the actual website, our online database, which is Sidecard. You can also go to matchboxcineclub.com. And you can find out more there.
Well, Charlie Little, Access Consultant from Matchbox Cine, thanks so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.